Guten Morgen, Brüder und Schwestern.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also all those who are joining us online via the internet. And today we remember especially the Lord and His resurrection. And we want to praise now His name together with the trumpets. We sing hymn number 9, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Number 9. Let us sing number 12. It is well with my soul. Number 12, when peace like a river. Afterward, we will ask Brother Borg to read us a word for introduction and Brother Schmidt to pray with us. Number 12.
Thank you.
Is it well with our souls this morning? Have we come with a great expectation? Are we not grateful for the blessing which He has given us last night? I am grateful to God. He blessed me yesterday in such a wonderful way. He helped me. And I believe there are many amongst us who can say the same. Today is Easter Sunday. To this occasion, I would like to read the word from Matthew chapter 28, from verse 1. I ask that we stand up for it. Matthew 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Is there a greater message than this, that the Lord is risen? In Luke 24, verse 5, we can read, Why do you seek the living with the dead? He is no more here. He is risen. And last night, we heard it. He is alive. And he said, ye shall live also. To this, I would like to read a word from Romans chapter 6, from verse 8. Romans 6, from verse 8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once for all. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead, indeed, amen, unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise and thanks be unto your holy and wonderful name, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, O Lord, for your finished work on the cross of Calvary. There you cried out, Lord, we thank you that we may know your work of redemption, O Lord, had a beginning
and will
and is finished for them whom you have given grace and whom you redeemed. To recognize this day, Ezra said, this is a day which we as your people remember that you have shed your blood, that you died, and that you rose from the dead. Lord, we thank you. You are alive, and we know that all them who believe you, they received eternal life in you, in the true Lord, in Christ Jesus. Please, Lord of heaven, bless all who are present here. Lord Jesus, bless also those who are hearing and seeing. Give us all together the grace to give glory unto your name. Lord in heaven, what can we bring but only to bring ourselves? Please bless us. Bless your word, bless the lips and anoint them so that we receive your word, praising you. Thank you. Likewise, we pray for all them who cannot be here today. What kind of reason it might be. Lord, bless them. All of us. We want to thank you for the grace and faithfulness, for the day of salvation, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us sing, this is the day, this is
the
Amen. You may be seated. Also this morning, we welcome you in the precious name of our Lord. We have heard already a precious word. Every word addresses us. We are just joined with God, with the word, and joined in the Spirit. And we are grateful to the Lord that not only then, in 1 Corinthians 15, it is reported 500 saw him at once after he appeared after his resurrection. Also now, he is present. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right now, we will call upon a few brothers just to say a few words Before that, the greetings from Brother Jason from Port Elizabeth. Greetings from Brother Alex from Angola. Greetings from Brother Nyagi from Nairobi. Greetings from Brother Ngonga. The brethren were especially overwhelmed. If one listens to the phone calls, everywhere the people are overwhelmed. They are tuning in on the inside and they are blessed. Greetings from Brazil and from Mozambique. Greetings from Brother Trapani. Greetings from Brother Elijah Mbongo. Greetings from Brother Chauffeur. Greetings from Brother Adonis. And then greetings from Brother Mukunda. Greetings from Brother Huberto. Greetings from Brother Chichiba. Greetings from Brother Ronnie Malaka. Greetings from Dr. Lotika. Greetings from Brother Leo Lapi. Greetings from Brother Bati. Greetings from Brother Motika and the church. Greetings from Brother David Kakule. Greetings from Brother Anjay. God bless him. Greetings from Brother Stefan Tromp. Greetings from Brother Vladimir from Bashkirien. Greetings from Brother Kalonji. Greetings from Brother Markus Yashit. Greetings from Brother Adrian Serban. Greetings from Brother Boyos. Greetings from Brother Leonard Daniels. Greetings from Brother Rodavi. Greetings from Brother Huberto. Greetings from Brother Jean Madima. And then greetings from Tatarkistan. And greetings from Brother Mbombo. And then once again greetings from Burundi. Our brothers, they shall know that we read these emails and that we are grateful that everywhere it can be listened and it can be watched and witnessed. You cannot imagine what this means for me. All the journeys which I made throughout these past 50 years in all the various countries. And now God has given the grace, and everywhere the people, the believers, can listen who received and believed the word. Our brother from Kinshasa, just now, he gave me the invitation in July, on the second weekend, in the stadium, which seats 22,000 people, to preach there. Our brothers are truly in the thing, in the matter. And everywhere the Lord is blessing. Today, we will just ask a few brothers. Brother Müller, please say a few words. Brother Daniel, say a few words. You, brother from London, and the brother from Abidjan, and one brother, please come, just tell us a few words. Is Brother Arben in our midst, who will then translate? Brother Arben, are you here? Beloved brothers and sisters, I'm grateful for these Easter days. Already in the city of Böblingen, we had a wonderful meeting, and last night, I don't have to mention it, the Lord really blessed us from the riches of His grace, and we are confident that He will bless us today. We have heard the word. We died with Him. Then we will also live with Him. For me, this word, it's so tremendous that we can be the temple of God. And this temple is holy, and this temple are you. The Lord has chosen us so that He can dwell in us, so that the word can be manifested through us. To Him be the praise and the glory. Amen. Please come. Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord. A wonderful day today. A day which surely the Lord has made for us. That we can experience what happened on the cross of Calvary. That we can rejoice in the sufferings, that we can rejoice in His resurrection. For those who were buried with Him, they can also live a new life together with Him. And this divine life, we live in this body. And as Adam and Eve were clothed into the skins, so the Lord wants also to clothe us into the nature of the Lamb, so that we are purified and sanctified. And he wants to bring us unto perfection. And by His grace, we expect His return. We rejoice that we are made ready for His return. And most surely, we are the ones who love His return. When the Lord returns, then we are sure that we are being taken home. This is the wonderful plan of our God, in which He included us, so that we might know His will, that we can hear His words. The Word of God and His will, these are the things which the Lord revealed unto us. Praise be unto His name. God bless our brothers and sisters. I am your brother Debadi from Abidjan. I greet you with Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. The time is at hand. And it's the time to let ourselves be prepared. And that what we heard yesterday, it really touched our hearts. And very soon we will be called home. May God bless you. May we all be prepared so that we are ready when the Lord comes. Amen.
Greetings, dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
Geliebte Brüder und Schwestern in Christo, ich grüße euch.
This is Brother Emmanuel Felbius from London Congregation.
Ich bin der Bruder Emmanuel Felbius aus der Gemeinde in London.
This has been only possible by the grace of Lord Jesus Christ that we could be here this morning.
Durch die Gnade Jesu Christi ist es uns möglich, heute Morgen hier zu sein.
We are blessed to be here.
Wir sind gesegnet, hier an diesem Ort zu sein.
With our brother and pastor, Brother Sam.
Wir sind hier mit dem Bruder und dem Pastor Sam.
And other brothers and sisters from the London congregation.
Und anderen Geschwistern aus London.
We all greet you together.
Wir grüßen euch alle gemeinsam.
I also bring you greetings from Brother Lukram from Nepal. We are working together with him.
Ich grüße euch auch von Bruder Lukram aus Nepal. Wir arbeiten mit ihm zusammen.
Brethren from Brother William Das's family from Bareilly, India.
Und Bruder William Das's Familie aus Indien.
And Brother Joseph Zachary from Delhi congregation.
Und Bruder Joseph Zacharia aus Neu-Delhi.
Why I mention this? Because we working together and we visit them continuously.
Ich erwähne die Brüder, weil wir mit denen zusammenarbeiten und die Brüder auch besuchen regelmäßig.
And to top it all this.
Und über allem.
I greet you from the verses from 1 Peter.
Ich grüße euch noch mit 1. Petrus.
Chapter 1, verses 22 and 23.
Kapitel 1, Vers 22 und 23.
In brotherly love.
In brüderlicher Liebe.
Being born of incorruptible seed of the word of God.
Wir sind wiedergeboren durch den unvergänglichen Samen des Wortes
God
Gottes.
God bless you all, brethren.
Gott segne euch alle Geschwister.
God be praised and thanked.
Gott sei alle Lob und Dank dargebracht.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wir haben Brüder, die
We have brothers who stay in Norway. But who would like to sing a French song, a song in French? My suggestion would be that Brother Jean-Claude comes and sings, and the brethren are tuning in. It's Brother Jean-Claude in our midst. Then we all sing the wonderful song, Maranatha song, in all languages. And we just tune in on our inside to receive and hear the word of the Lord. Where are the brothers from Norway who wanted to sing in the French language? Please, you are welcome. Just come and tune in. And all of us, we tune in. And then we ask Brother Gilbert to come to pray with us. Please tune in.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Where is Brother Arben? We stand up for prayer.
Notre Seigneur et notre Dieu.
Unser Herr und unser Gott.
Our Lord, our God.
Mit tiefem Respekt und Dankbarkeit.
With deep respect and gratefulness.
Bitten wir noch mal
we ask once again for your blessing this morning.
Herr, gestern Abend.
Lord, last night.
Seigneur, nous avons senti que les cieux même étaient ouverts.
Wir haben gespürt, dass selbst der Himmel geöffnet war.
We felt that the heavens were open.
Direkt zu uns gesprochen.
You spoke directly to us from the throne of grace. We are deeply touched in our hearts through your blessed word. It pleased you, Lord, to prepare us the table. You not only spoke in April, and that what you spoke out at then, it comes to fulfillment even now. And you are letting us having part in it. Our gratefulness is so great, Lord. And we can just cry out once again to you, Maranatha. Lord, we expect you,
and
our hearts are in expectation, and your people whom you have purchased, they are also in expectation. Since last night and this morning, we are in great expectation that you will speak mightily to us. We thank you for your work of redemption,
and
it's a reality for us. Bless your servant and messenger. Strengthen him, for you used this vessel so that your food can be given out at this time. We are in expectation worldwide and also here. May you manifest yourself. Speak to each one of us. For we recognize this in our time. And we want to hearken unto the voice of your word today. Speak to our hearts. We ask all this. And may you satisfy our hunger and our thirst. For we have prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. We brought this humble prayer before you. Amen. Only believe, only believe. Amen. You may be seated. May the name of the Lord be highly praised. We are grateful for that what is reported to us in the Holy Scripture, also from the resurrection. What do you seek, the living, among the dead? Is it today different? In all the dead churches, the living one is not present at all. God is present where he reveals himself, where he speaks, where he can save, where he can heal, where he can bless. God is in no religion. God revealed himself in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he has given us the salvation by his grace. As sons and daughters of God, he adopted us. And he made us the body of Christ, who consists of many members, but which makes up a entity, a unity. And Christ our Lord is the head of the church. Don't you worry so much about me. I was not very careful. Sometimes, you all know how sometimes it went with me in the city of Ulaanbaatar. There was 24 degrees minus, and in Manila, there was 28 degrees plus. Yes. And then all the climate differences, this all one must bear. And then also the air conditioning. Sometimes they are very cold. But to the Lord be the thanks. It's still all right. You all know, I was reckoning Moses started with 80. I actually wanted to end with 80. Yes. But the Lord is not slack with his promise. He's just waiting until the last ones are called out. And when we hear our brothers, what God is doing all over the earth, it's just tremendous. Also, Brother Miskis, he gave testimony of that, what the Lord is doing in Brazil right now. It's just extraordinary. The moving of God. People are coming back to the Word and are finding their way back to the Lord. It's just so wonderful. Today, we will look upon a few scriptures which speak of the resurrection of our Lord. But let me say it here directly. If we would only have the reports of then, of that time, if we could not speak and witness and testify of that, what God is doing in our time. Brothers and sisters, this is the great and mighty, namely that the Lord has revealed himself in our time in a supernatural way. And Let us remember the call of Brother Branham. If you remember the call of Moses, of Paul, then we are grateful, yes. But that was then. But in our time, a heavenly, divine call and commission. And then at the call, he was told, as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. It's just, it was an instruction connected with the commission to say precisely what belongs to the call and what must be done. All whom the Lord called and commissioned, they truly received an instruction, what they must do. Please remember it. Remember, Noah, he received precise instructions, what he should do. To Moses was said, make everything according to the pattern which was shown to you on the holy mountain. And the mighty thing was that all who had to fulfill a task, they received from God the revelation that they did everything just the same, whether it was the Ark of the Covenant. Moses didn't do all that, but everything what was manufactured and done, it was done in the way as it was shown to Moses and revealed to Moses. And all who had to fulfill a task, they were inspired by God and led by God to do it precisely in that way as the Lord has shown it. And the same it is with the church of the living God. We truly believe in the perfect restoration, that everything will be restored before God. And the Lord will make a short but mighty work in the church. This he said himself. Our task is to carry the word. And let us say this here once again, as many times before. Never before the possibility was given as it is given now, that the word can be heard all over the earth in all tongues at the same time. It can be believed, it can be received. And all who hear the word, they feel, of course, that it's not a man who presents his program or who wants to be something. No, that it's the divine, the last message which God addresses to his people to restore all things. Let us also say this. In the Pentecostal movement, there was the moving of the Holy Spirit. No one can deny it. But after this moving of the Spirit, the proclamation of the Word had to come. All, of course, remained in their denomination. But God wants to bring us back, and therefore the three things must work together. The blood, the word, and the spirit. These three belong together. The moving of the Spirit is not enough because God lets the sun shine upon the righteous and upon the unrighteous, and the rain comes upon the evil and upon the good seed. But it's written in Psalms 22, His seed will serve Him. God has a seed, and this seed will serve Him. Psalms 22 speaks of that, what the Lord has done for us. And we are just grateful that we can witness this. Here in Psalms 22, we have everything. In verse 2, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Yes. And in verse
10,
verse 9, but thou art the one who laid me in the womb. And verse 17, I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Everything took place just as it was written. Then verse 22, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Then when all this happened, when I have given my life for a ransom, then I will declare He the firstborn among many brethren. Then I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Not unto all people, unto my brethren. Unto all who are born of God, born again unto a living hope, sons and daughters of God, to them He declared and revealed His name, which is above every name. And the nice thing is, it's written, in the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Here's a church, a congregation. I will build my church. He has given His life for us. He redeemed us. He builds His church. And in His church, He reveals Himself. Then, verse 29, all they that be fed upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before Him, and none can keep alive his own soul. And then comes the mighty verse, His seed shall serve Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With this, we have to go to Isaiah 53 to see that He has given His life for us, and that He will see His seed, and that He will live a long time. Isaiah 53, and here it's verse 10, Isaiah 53, Verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Everything what God does is well done. But it must be manifested in our lives. Out of conviction, we have to say truly, He revealed himself to us. He revealed unto us his plan of salvation. He revealed unto us his name. He has opened our eyes. He has opened our hearts, that we may believe as the scripture has said. And especially, one could read many scriptures so that all might know what was announced and foretold in the Old Testament. It was, of course, fulfilled in the New Testament. And that what is still outstanding will still be fulfilled. All knees will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Let us read something from Ephesians to show us how Paul has put in order, how he set in order. We've read all the scriptures. Also Galatians 6, we also read. I will repeat it once more. Galatians 6, verse 15. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature, born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Here in Ephesians, brothers and sisters, all you who are present here, and all you all over the earth, here Paul in chapter 1, right in verse 3, we read, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Just say amen to it. For we believe with all our hearts, everything what belonged to the curse, what belonged to the condemnation, this the Lord has taken away from us and has given us the absolute full blessing of God by His grace. And our expectation is that it might be manifested now in all of us. Please, if we believe what is written in verse 4, then that what is written in verse 3 must also be manifested. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. So both the choosing before the foundation of the world, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, we have been blessed to finally appear before him without blame. Then in verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. Let us say amen to it. Just amen. For thus it is written, and thus it has taken place, and thus we may believe it and accept it. Then in the first chapter, in verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Also this is a gift of God, which is ordained for us, appointed for us. Then in chapter 2, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. This is a divine fact. That's how it is written. And that's how it has also taken place. Then verse 6, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the eyes of God, we are already perfected in glory. And then we are coming to chapter 2 from verse 15. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of the two one new man, so making peace. Not only giving us peace, but making us peacemakers. We are grateful to God that we have these words. But now we are coming to that what is really upon my heart, namely in chapter 3 and in chapter 4. Here we have been told everything. What we as the church, as believers, what we received from God. Here it's written in chapter 3, verse 8, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Firstly, the divine message came, addressed to the Jews, and then in Acts 13, Paul turns to the Gentiles, and he refers to Isaiah 49, for thus it is written, I made thee the light for the Gentiles. And in verse 9, we read Ephesians 3, verse 9, and to make all men see what is the realization of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. All powers, all principalities are conquered, for thus it is written, sit at my right side until I make all enemies my footstool. All powers, all principalities are conquered, defeated, and the victory of our Lord is our victory. And then it continues concerning the church. In chapter 4, in verse 3, we read, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And you know exactly how this happens. Every true doctrine unites the church among one another. Every false doctrine splits the church. Man really has to pay attention. And afterward we will read it. What Paul has written in 2 Corinthians 11. Let us read on in Ephesians chapter 4. Up to verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. And now, listen closely. Here we have something described what happened on the Easter morning. We read in chapter 4 from verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might all things, that he might fill all things. Brothers and sisters, the Old Testament saints had to wait down there. It was like a prison. They had to wait there until the sacrifice was given, until the blood of the new covenant would be shed. to deliver, to redeem, and to give the salvation of God. Our Lord has not only died, in the Spirit he descended into the lower parts of the earth, and he proclaimed aloud what has happened. And all who in the Old Testament who put their trust and confidence in the Lord, for them this was that day, the day and the hour which the Lord has made for them. And as already written in Matthew 27, many of the saints rose and appeared unto many in the holy city. The resurrection of the Old Testament saints was divine reality in connection with the resurrection of our beloved Lord. And our Lord, he not only said, I am the resurrection and the life, he is the resurrection, he is life, and he proved it. And when the first resurrection will take place, then he of course returns. He who is himself the resurrection, he who pulled out the sting of death, he who bruised the head of the serpent. Brothers and sisters, we have everything in our beloved Lord. Without him we have nothing. With him we have everything. Therefore it is written, how should God not give us all things with him? And here we have the description. He has led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. And therefore it's written in verse 11, and he himself gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Every gift, every ministry which God has set into the church is always for the edification, never for the destruction, always for the edification. Paul had something special in his heart, and this he expressed in 2 Corinthians in chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, namely that the church will appear before the Lord as a pure virgin. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Brothers and sisters, this is the longing of a true messenger of God. Not only to be ready himself when the Lord comes, But that all who are part of the church of the Lord, that they are also ready. And when we remember when Brother Branham saw a special vision, namely that the church was getting out of lockstep, brothers and sisters, and finally she was brought back into lockstep. I have no earthly troubles, but because of the church, because of that for what the Lord died, he shed his blood. The Lord claims his blood-bought flock. All the others, they can walk on their own ways. They can believe what they like. And if I remember, also this, just briefly, what is made out of the sermons of Brother Branham. Really, just quotes, reading quote after quote. And the Holy Scripture is lying left and right. And then all the misunderstandings which are connected with it. Brothers and sisters, in Luke 24, we have the pattern. The risen Lord, of course, started with Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. He started and continued and he ended with it. That everything was fulfilled just as it was written. And even today, it's written. How does it come that the people can claim that the Lord already came in 1963, that he has left the mercy seat? Only because Brother Branham has said, now the Lamb is leaving the mercy seat and takes the book to loose and open the seven seals. But Brother Branham, he just has seen the same what John has seen on the Isle of Patmos. 1963, no lamb has left the mercy seat. 1963, that what God revealed in the seals was revealed, and it was shown in the detail how clearly Brother Branham spoke about this, what happened in the first four seals, how clearly he spoke about that, what happened in the fifth seal, and what will still happen. And how clearly he said that the fifth and the sixth seal refers to the great tribulation after the rapture. I also read the sermons. I, of course, translated them. I know what he said. And therefore, the pain is so great in me, so great in me. When people, brothers, are referring to Brother Branham, but are saying what they like to say about the seven thunders, about the seventh seal, about, then this is really a pain for me, which I hardly can bear. All the persecutions, everything what is written and said against me and against us, this doesn't bother me at all. But that brings me much, much pain, great pain. If one refers to Brother Branham and taking not taking his quotes back into the scripture. And one should really go back to the end to see that Brother Branham, in the seventh seal, he said, the Lord is still on the mercy seat. We are still in the time of grace. Beloved, it's just so important. I just hope that you understand my pain. I just want that to our Lord is presented a bride without spot and without wrinkle. And I dare to say, in the church of the living God, there's no heresy, no wrong teachings, only the true doctrine of the Holy Scripture. And don't we have it here? Didn't we say it here before? When the sealing takes place, then, of course, can only be sealed what God has given. God can absolutely not seal any error. God can only seal the revealed word, namely in his disciples. And his disciples believe only the word of God. So, if you remember me in your prayers, then please include everything and ask God that he will give us a breakthrough, because the calling out has almost taken place. The last ones are still called. To us, it's important that all who receive and accept the ministry of Brother Branham, perhaps I should say this here also. It of course doesn't refer to me, but it refers to the ministry. As Paul has written, that to him was given the grace, the ministry. He was given a holy obligation for the church, namely to tell the church what God has to say unto her. How was it with Brother Branham? A word prophet has brought us back to the word. And why did the Lord tell him? Why did he say, store in food? Store in food. And brothers and sisters, not a single time he received the command to give it out. He only got the commission to store in the food. And I really say this before the Almighty God. I had no idea that the Lord would speak to me, that he spoke to Brother Branham and to the prophets. This I knew, this we all knew. But that he would speak with an all-penetrating voice, really with a commanding voice, not only a voice like with a conversation, no, a voice with command, really with a command. In the voice was a command. My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. This is as true as every word in the Holy Scripture. But this was not all. When I stood up again, when I could get up again, and when I looked to the window and I said, Lord, they will not hearken unto me. They have all things in plenty and they're not willing to hear. Then came the next speaking of the Lord from up, but from the right. also with a commanding voice, my servant, a great famine is coming. Store in food, for then you shall stand in the midst of the people to give out the food. The young generation doesn't know at all what happened in our country at that time. Who knows what happened in August 1961? The American tanks were opposing the Russian tanks in the city of Berlin at the Brandenburg Gate. And Kennedy said, I will make an example out of Berlin. We didn't know what would happen the next day. And this was the 2nd of April, 1962. All of us, we were in great expectation. What would happen? And what did we do? We stored in natural food, carrying it into the basement. I say it as it was. But there came no famine. But there came a big trouble upon me that I said to the Lord, Lord, I cannot live anymore. I cannot preach anymore. You have spoken that there will be a famine, and it didn't come. Take my life. I can no more. And then the flight overseas and the conversation with Brother Branham. And as he told me, as he repeated to me in the English language what the Lord spoke in the German language unto me. And then he even said, you misunderstood the Lord. You were thinking that a natural famine will come, and you stored in natural groceries. God will send a hunger to hear His word, and the food which you have to store in is the promised word for this time, and it is contained in the sermons which are recorded on tapes. This Brother Branham said, and therefore this ministry which we have now is directly connected with the ministry of Brother Branham. He proclaimed all the biblical truths, but after his going home, they were carried into all the world. And God has sent a great famine, a hunger for His word. And therefore we are just so grateful that we're not playing religion here, that we're not having charismatic meetings and programs. No, before we are coming together in the presence of God, hearing, hearkening unto the word of God, letting us be brought into agreement with the word. And we who are part of the bride church, we are experiencing what God is about to do in the completion, in the church. Restoring all things. In the summary, we can say in the presence of God that we found grace in His sight. What Brother Branham preached, that we understood it correctly, that we could bring everything back into the Holy Scripture. And we know that the bride church is a word church, not a heaped up, not just, no, we are the church of the living God. built up upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. And the church is and remains the pillar and foundation of the truth. Until today, we did not have to take anything back what we preached. But that what God has said in his word, this we preached. And the Lord laid it into your hearts. And if we read the next verse, before we come to the end, Paul had the fear, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his craftiness, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Brothers and sisters, it's just like that. That we have to pay attention, really paying attention to whom we listen, being careful who speaks to us. Then verse 4, for if someone cometh along and preaches unto you another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. No, we are not bearing with him. No. I don't know whether some are here. 1976, there was already a brother here from New York who wanted to inform us about the seven thunders. And he asked me that he can speak here. And I said, come to me in the preacher's room. And then then he started what he wanted to preach here. And then I really said, beloved brother, please be of a sound mind and sit down and listen and hear. Really? It's just like that the God must give grace. And we are very grateful. I say this once again in the presence of God. There is not one brother on the earth who appreciates and highly loves the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Branham himself. I'm 100% convinced that he was the prophet whom our Lord foretold. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. But what did Elijah do? The flour in the vessel, in the pot, should not end, and the oil in the cruse also not. Elijah not only gathered the 12 stones to build the altar, he came and he blessed. And the flour didn't stop. They could bake and bake as long as they wanted. And the oil didn't finish. Oil and wine, they remained. Didn't finish. God has given us all things. He has prepared us the table richly, and he really brought us back to the beginning. And for that, we may be thankful. But as I wrote in my last circular letter, also John was so overwhelmed of that, what he experienced. And he wanted to worship. And then, the correction. All worship belongs to God alone. We are grateful for all the vessels, grateful for all whom God could use. We are also grateful, but we are grateful for our Lord. Whose resurrection we remember today in a special way. He has taken away the power of death. He rose, and our victory is our victory. Death, where's your sting? Hell, where is your victory? Thanks be to God who has given us the victory by grace, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Brothers and sisters, although the word was preached in weakness, yet it remains the power of God. The word of the cross is to them who perish foolishness, but to them who are saved, it has become the power of God. And may it really become... Brothers and sisters, listen reverently now. Listen. May in all of us happen for what our Lord died on the cross of Calvary. May today, all, until the least one, until the last one, may the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the grace, and the salvation, may they all accept it. From the first to the last, this is the day which the Lord has made for us today. Not only to remember Calvary, but today, experiencing it by faith, what happened there for us, that it might happen today with us today. And as we heard, dying with Christ, now I live no more, but Christ lives in me. And what I live now, this I live by faith of the Son of God. Just that everything what God has given us through Calvary, that we up to the resurrection and up to the ascension, what he has given us. Because as sure as our Lord rose, so sure all who sleep in Christ will rise at the first resurrection. And we who are alive and remain, we shall be changed. This is a divine fact. Nothing can be changed on it. This God ordained this way. And that's how it will happen. And his ascension is the guarantee, the surety for our ascension, that we will be going up to be with the Lord all the time. And as we read yesterday from Matthew 26, probably verse 28, I will drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine no more until I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom, who you are now gathered before me together, you who are following me, with you who you believe me, with you I will sup with you. And then Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all from the Old Testament and New Testament, all will be there. And brothers and sisters, receive it as a certainty of faith, not only by faith, but receive it as a certainty that we, who we are now gathered in his presence in reverence, that we are following him, that we believe him, that together with him we will sup with him at the marriage supper, and that we will be part, that we are part of this crowd. It's written, and his bride has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in white linen. Let us summarize it once again. Our Lord so much loved us. He came to us. Whatever affected us, he has taken it upon himself, and he carried it to the cross. And we are free, and we may proclaim the victory of the cross, the victory of our Lord. Receive it, accept it by faith. Shall I repeat it once again? Today, young and old, great and little, from every people, from every nation, from every tribe, every color, for God promised in Christ to bless all in Christ, just as he blessed all in Abraham. And all who hear now the true word and who are joined with God, they experience what the Lord is doing right now. And please don't worry. He will finish his work. And with this I close, that we read Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Here it's the well-known verse, verse 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And this will happen in our time. The return of the Lord is at hand. Let us please remain sober. The natural life continues, but in the Spirit we are joined in the Lord, having the inner love toward God, the inner love toward the Word, and the inner love toward one another. The Lord completes his work in our days. Just as he finished the work of creation, so he finishes now his work of redemption with his blood-bought flock. Please remember, once again, 2 Corinthians 11, don't give your ear to any man anymore, but open your ear only to the Lord, so that it might be fulfilled He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, not what somebody, but what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And the Spirit will only say what is written in the Word. For the Word was inspired by the Spirit. And the Spirit speaks through the Word to us. And the Lord completes His work with His blood-bought flock. Blessed and praised be our Lord throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. We will thank together. Shall we sing "Just As I Am"? And then we will all pray. Those who would like to have a new experience with the Lord, or for the first time, that we have a consecration hour. I don't know whether all can come to the front or shall come. I don't know. But may this be an hour of consecration with an inner prayer with all of us, that the Lord can finish His work of redemption in us and through us, and so that we can experience together the completion. Let us sing "Just As I Am". As we are having our heads bowed in silent prayer, and as we search our inside, saying, "Lord, be merciful to me. Let me be part of it. I want to belong to this flock which is now hearing your voice, which is washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth, and also sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the day of the bodily redemption. Everything will be manifested very soon. We are very close to the end. But time and again, it must be emphasized again. Let us remain sober. May God bless all, whether New Zealand, Australia, whether it's Canada, USA, all of Africa, at all places, on all continents. May the blessing of the Almighty God be manifested. May all be silent who are not saying what the Spirit is saying unto the churches through the Word. Beloved Lord, receive thy people. May all the church be consecrated unto you. Precious Lord, you have given the promise that you will sup with us. You have sent your servant and messenger with your message. You brought us back to the foundation of the apostles and prophets. You brought us back to the beginning. Give us the same power which was manifested at the beginning. Be merciful, O Lord. We believe as the scripture says, and we are grateful for it. You have done everything. You have led captivity captive. You have given gifts to men. You have brought into existence the church. You have given gifts and ministries and set them into the church. You have taken care for the edification of the church. Beloved Lord, in our time, you have sent your servant and prophet with the message. And we thank you that we can carry this message unto the ends of the earth. O God, this hour is consecrated unto you. This is the day which you have made. Lord, remain where you are, but raise your hand as we are consecrating ourselves to the Lord. All of us, we raise our hands toward our Lord. Beloved Lord, you have a blood-bought flock on the earth. And today we are here and in all the world. We are gathered in your presence before you to hear your words, to believe as the scripture says, and to experience everything what you have given us through Calvary. Beloved Lord, bless your blood-bought flock with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places and crown us all with loving kindness and with mercy. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks. We say thanks in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, now we take a few minutes to thank the Lord together. No one needs to get very loud, but let us now pray all. Let us thank the Lord together. And Brother Borg comes to thank with us together. But all of us, we tune in. We all pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this meeting. We thank you for your precious word which we heard and which we believe from the bottom of our hearts. We give you alone the glory and the worship. We thank you with all our hearts. You blessed us in Christ Jesus. And as we heard, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, you blessed us through Jesus Christ. And about this we rejoice, because we may believe it, because we accepted it. And now we experience it in reality. We praise your wonderful name. Go through our midst. Touch our hearts. Help us all this morning. We consecrate ourselves anew unto you. May you come to your right with all of us. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you that you are confirming your word. So you are so wonderful. You are alive. And you said you shall live also. We thank you for your wonderful word which we heard. We believe it with all our hearts. And we ask you, Lord, come now by your Holy Spirit upon all of us. Fill our hearts with your love. Join us with the love of God through the bond, which is the bond of perfection. Lord, we thank you. We feel your presence. And we remember, as it is written in the book of Acts, they raised their voices in unity. And we know the result. As they were praying in such a way, the place was shaken and the Holy Spirit filled all who were present. That's why we are here today. Let us experience it anew. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Praise be to our God. Perhaps it should be still asked whether somebody's here who would like to be baptized. One sister. Do we have someone else who would like to be baptized? Please come to the front. Come now to the front. Remember me in your prayers for the next journey. One has to become careful. If one announces journeys, there are also people who don't like us very much. Come, please. Praise and thanks. Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. Praise be unto the Lord. Praise God. Yesterday we emphasized it. Faith is connected with the deed. The Lord said, he who believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Baptism belongs to the obedience. And we may be obedient. You all believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You received him and you accepted him. May the Lord God bless you. After this service, we will then go for water baptism. Brother Helmut Miskis will come and he will pray with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O Lord, for the rich blessing which we received this morning. You are present, Lord, through your Holy Spirit. You are speaking to our hearts. And these precious hearts, they received your word. And by obedience of faith, they made their decision. Bless our brothers, bless our sisters who would like to serve you. Bless them. Lead them into all truth until they come from believing unto seeing. Bless now this water baptism and bless all your people all over the earth. Thy name be highly praised in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. We give you greetings to all our brothers, especially to Africa, in London. Greet all in Paris. Greet all in Prague. Greet all over, in all peoples and tongues. May all be blessed all over the earth in the precious name of our Lord. Remember this journey, which I will start on coming Thursday in a special way. You all know how it is in these countries, and also that the Lord may give grace there, really giving grace, calling out the last ones. I would like it best if our choir leader would sing a song in English together with all of us. The main part of those who are joining is still in the English language, and we are just so grateful also for all of you, brothers and sisters, who you listen to the sermon in the German language and who you got it translated. You are patient. We are grateful for all our brothers. It's being translated in 12 different languages. And all over the earth, they can tune in. Thanks be to the living God. Right now, presently, we are taking care of brothers in 172 countries. And we have now 1,250 computer connections. Everywhere, local assemblies are coming together to hear the word. I say it once again. May God bless all, in all peoples, in all tongues, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Today, please take a seat. Our brother will call the singers. We are grateful for everything. Everything happens for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we all stand up and Brother Schmidt closes in prayer. Great God, we say thanks unto you for your wonderful grace and faithfulness. For the right to be called after your name. We thank you for the confirmation of your word, that your word has not returned void, but it accomplished for what it was sent for. But not only for a witness, but for the confirmation that you are still on the throne of grace today, that the people are still consecrating their hearts to you. Please accompany them, their lives, all their lives. Give us grace that we exalt your name, thanking you for your doings and for your working. Thanking you for the confirmation of your word. Give us the faith as you have given to Abraham. Give us faith so that we fulfill your righteousness, so that we can bring you all the adoration. Bless all who will travel home today. Accompany each one. Keep your protecting hands over all. Amen. Lob, Ehre und Preis.